Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, you guys ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, Operation Pigmentation is back. It's a big day for us. I don't know if you saw, Craig. I'm rocking it. Rio's got one. The official Operation Pigmentation shirts are in right now.
Yeah, everybody get you one.
Now, this is the first. They went on sale this morning, and I did check, and we've already sold 15, which I think is fucking awesome. So people are into it. So go to BubbaArmyShop.com. BubbaArmyShop.com. They're $19.99 for one of these shirts. Bubba tells me that, you know, there's a percentage in it, you know, for you guys. So, I mean, the more that we sell, the better it is for everybody.
We're going to need everybody to really support the show, the T-shirts. Let's get it in.
Do you like the shirt?
I think it's a very jazzy shirt.
Jazzy?
Yeah.
You think it's zesty?
No, just jazzy.
Just jazzy, okay.
Yeah, not zesty.
Okay, because I sent it to you this morning. You just said nice. I thought you...
I thought those were Jeff. The other word that you used sounded like one of those feminist words.
Zesty.
Yeah, that's a feminist word.
No, that's a word that...
feminist use.
No, not feminist. It's what I've heard black men use to describe a gay man. Zesty.
Oh, well, that wasn't neither I or Rio said that.
Am I off? Am I off on that?
Yeah.
You might have just heard one black man say that, but black people don't use that vernacular very often.
Do they use something else instead of zesty? Can you guys clue me in since I've been doing it wrong?
Booger.
Wait, so if you see
Little Debbie.
Sissy.
You can say Little Debbie.
I'm sorry, you said booger?
Sweet cake roll. You can say, you know, that's a Swiss cake.
What do you go? You go, that's a Swiss cake over there?
Or a zebra cake.
And now, is that a derogatory? Is that just, you know, it's like a sweet...
That's just a term.
Just a sweet treat?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Bingo.
All right. Let me ask you guys this. We got the shirts out, so you go get those, guys. I talked to my man, Colton. Colton used to be on Bubba's show all the time. Then he went out and got a real job. Everybody loves Colton. He's one of my favorite dudes. And he told me, he's like, I stopped down at Latin Sons the other day. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I had like 15 minutes in between my job. I go, did you talk to the guys? He's like, yeah. He's like, you know, I was hanging out there with, you know, Craig and Rio. I was like, what, was it cool? Were they cool? He's like, oh, yeah. I said, well, did you guys smoke together? He's like, you know, everybody kind of has like their own blunt and everything like that. So I wanted to know from your perspective, you know, what it was like just having a random guy come down there and, you know, say that, you know, he was with the show and everything and then hanging out with Colton. Because I don't know if you guys know, that's one of the coolest dudes we got around here.
Yeah, he's cool as shit.
Well, after we searched him and patted him down to make sure he didn't. No, I'm joking. But yeah, Colton's great, man. I mean, you know, listen, man, we've invited everybody to the barbershop.
And even Colton didn't. I asked him if he got a haircut. He's like, no haircut, but he just wanted to hang out. So
yeah,
what,
he hung out for about 20 minutes. He met all the guys.
What happened? Did he come in and he was like, hey, I'm Colton? And he said, you want to go outside and smoke blunts?
No, not necessarily in that order
right.
or that vernacular, but, you know.
How did it go? Just tell me.
Pretty much he came in, he introduced himself.
Because, Craig, think about it. Just from a perspective of a guy like Colton, who's a cool-ass dude, but you're going down to a barbershop that you've heard about, you've heard these guys, you're not getting a haircut, you're just pretty much going down there to burn one with the fellas. So I think to get to that, but to me, that's a process, that's an intricate process. So I just want to know how he maneuvered
that. It shouldn't be that serious.
It's the barbershop.
You
should be able to come to the barbershop for whatever reason you feel like coming there.
And if smoking a blunt is the reason, then come on down?
Come on down.
Okay.
I mean, if that's what you feel like doing.
You know, if you want to drink a beer and you want to get away from your house, come on down.
White people have is, when in Rome, do as they do. So he kind of rolled up on us. We were already smoking weed.
Okay, okay.
And he was like, shit, let me get mine.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
And he kind of did what we was doing.
I was actually cutting hair. Right, I was working. In. So he came inside, he kicked it with me. He told me who he was. And then he was like, hey, man, I'm going to go outside and burn one with the guys. And I'm like, hey, you're always welcome, bro. I mean, you know.
Could you tell he was a cool guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we really roll on vibes.
Yes.
And you're, you know, people have this thing. You ever notice the kids and like dogs don't go to bad people?
Kids and dogs don't go to bad people?
Like kids, babies, were the springly babies and like some dogs, when they meet someone that's like a dick or something,
yeah,
they don't particularly, you know, like they'll be like, hey, I don't want to go to that guy.
I feel that.
You know, and he was very inviting. His vibration was like very inviting. He was one of the guys.
Yes. No, that's a great, he's got an inviting vibration. So, yeah, man.
He was, you know, just one of the fellas.
He's a hell of a dude, man. I totally forgot that. I was glad one that you guys fellas. Mentioned that. All right. A couple things that I want to get to. Is, by the way, before I get into all this bullshit that I have to ask you guys about, anything going on in your world? And, you know,
okay, I got some I want to
discuss. What's up? What's up, man?
And I'm going to say this, for this is my opinion.
Oh.
Just me.
I'm ready, man.
If you're wasting your time talking about this fight with Mike Tyson and this other guy.
Jake Paul.
I'm just going to say it, man. You're really falling for the whole, it's worse than wrestling.
Craig,
it is,
look,
worse than wrestling.
Craig, you can't see it. You can't see it.
He's the Great White Hope.
No, on the top of my fucking sheet right here, on the top.
It literally is up there.
It says Jake Paul Tyson.
Get it out of here.
For real. That was the first thing that
I
had.
Hear this real?
That was the first thing that I had to bring up to you guys. So
did you see that? Wow.
Okay.
Because I literally just left the shop.
We're on the same page.
This.
So here's the thing. They sanctioned it's going to be a real fight, 8 rounds.
Oh, God.
Where are you coming out on this? Because this is like Jake Paul is making boxing relevant. But the big question.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
The sweet science.
No, we're not going to say that Jake Paul.
Who are the big guys, Craig?
Relevant.
Who are the big guys? Like, who
are you going to take that away from Mike Tyson?
Well, I'm not saying people are watching this just for Jake Paul.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like,
that's kind of how it came
no,
across.
No, 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 no. But how often do people get together, you know, back like in the day to watch boxing like they used to?
They do that for MMA now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, this isn't, I mean, when Oscar De La Hoya or Roy Jones Jr. or Manny Pacquiao.
People want to see blood and guts.
Right. Floyd Mayweather, like all that stuff.
They're
like
tired of that.
Even the big Tyson, Lennox Lewis fights from back in the day.
And did you see? He even had to take it to blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, people want to see blood.
So what's going to happen? You think this is completely fucking
Jake
fabricated?
Jake Paul is going to die. If this was a real fight, Jake Paul would be dead.
At 58? I'm saying like Tyson's 58.
He would. Have you seen him hit that bag?
I'm just... Doesn't the guy get winded?
Have you saw him hit the bag?
I have.
Would you let him punch you one time?
No. No, no, no. But I'm
so
also...
So Jake Paul is going to get in the ring. See, we had this discussion at the barbershop.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Pretty much, I was saying that Jake Paul is a nobody. He's a nobody.
He's the one getting these guys paid.
He's a nobody.
He's 9-1.
He's a circus act.
Why? That might be true, but that's what people want to see.
Okay, so people, so we're in agreement then.
Yes.
So can you say it with me? Jake Paul is a nobody.
Can I say this?
And if this was a real fight, Jake Paul would die.
Even, okay, so.
Yeah.
No.
You agree, Rio?
No.
He would die.
Are you let you think
if
Jake Paul's legit?
If this was a real fight, they would make him wear headgear.
You think Jake Paul's legit? Rio,
I will say this.
That
he
all
has
the
been
money that's
boxing.
Been put up for it says it's legit enough for me.
I'm going to say
if
this.
They paying this motherfucker $20 million.
Has he been studying
that
boxing?
That sounds legit.
Yes, he's been studying boxing.
This
he's
is a,
been studying boxing since he had the first fight. Does anybody remember the first fight?
Did he? Is that the one that he lost?
I don't know. I don't know anything about this.
No, I don't know. He's fought a lot of guys, you know, that used to be in MMA.
Don't say he fought a lot of guys. He fought a lot of relevant guys.
Okay, well, you know what, though? All right, we'll say this. I mean, as far as exhibition goes and shit, like, I mean, he went the distance with Floyd Mayweather, didn't he?
This is wrestling.
That was wrestling.
This is still wrestling. The whole thing.
So who's set to be, in wrestling, somebody's set to look good. Who's set to look good coming out of this?
Jake Paul.
So is Tyson going to take a dive? Or are they going to? Come on, man.
Okay.
Tyson's going to get knocked out by Jake Paul. Well, then, can I tell you that? That validates Jake Paul then as a real fighter.
No, that just shows and proves that it's really bullshit.
Rio, you normally bring the sense to the table here. Do you think that, I mean, what's going to happen in the fight?
Jake Paul in an alley with Mike Tyson in
right
real
now,
life.
If me and you went outside and fought, no one would first even give two fucks about it. They damn sure ain't paying for it.
That's true. That is
These
true.
These motherfuckers are making $20 million.
I think that's on the low side, to be honest. I think that they're set to make more, whether it's, you know, off the gate or whatever it is. Like,
that's a super duper high side to us poor people.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And we're still going to pay our hard-earned money to watch these guys.
Goddamn right. Why not?
I'm watching it.
I mean, I'm going to watch it too, but I'm not paying my hard-earned money to see this circus shit. This is WWE at its best.
As I think, like, Paul is, you know, 26, 27. I mean, there's a chance that he could...
What? Pee himself?
There's a chance that he could be, there's a chance that he could be a legitimate boxer.
Yes, yes. Since he started fighting, he has been training.
He's legitimate to me because somebody decided to give him $20 million to do this.
That was the media and the public.
Oh, that's him. Yeah, I think that's a lot of that is him. Yeah.
Last time I checked, Seth, ain't nobody lining up to give you a dollar to fight.
That's because...
Or me.
Because
we're
you
not
guys,
getting no money.
You know why? Because no one has been boosting you guys up to this.
We're not fighters.
Jake Paul wasn't a fighter.
He's one.
Now.
Because he's getting $20 million to do it.
Yeah, and that just goes to show.
I'm a barber because I get $30 every time I cut a hair. So that constitutes me as being a barber.
You trained for that.
And I've trained for that.
Jake Paul has trained to be a boxer.
He trained to be a boxer.
And what boxer do you know?
Enough to get $20 million.
That's
I keep focusing on that.
That's really not a lot of money in the boxing world.
That's a lot of money in my world.
That's a lot of haircuts.
You know, apparently Floyd got like 100 when they did the fight down in Miami, the exhibition.
Of course.
See?
You think motherfucking Floyd was going to get in there and just do any of that for no money?
Do you think Floyd could have just really tapped that man's face till it was just swollen?
I don't think Floyd really cared.
That was never Floyd's game, wasn't it? I thought Floyd was more of like a defensive kind of guy.
No, but listen.
When Floyd started understanding what boxing is all about,
that's when he started making all
that's when
the
he
money.
Decided it's not really about boxing. It's
not about winning or losing. It's just
about the entertainment and how much money can I get invested into this.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to put my money up, all my own money up, and I'm going to get 1,000% of all the return, all the proceeds, everything, because I put, and I paid the fighter I'm fighting.
Hey, can you guys just talk for a second? I'm really high and I got paranoid that I'm not recording any of this, so I'm just going to go check in the back real quick, okay?
You're not recording?
No, I think that I am. I just want to double check. Like, I just sat here and got paranoid.
We're live on Instagram.
Okay, good. I got a little too high before the show, guys.
Really, Seth?
How the fuck do you get too high?
I got too high.
Who gets too high?
We might be good, man. We might be good.
Who does this? Hey, man, you also need to tell Bub we need some water. Yeah, we don't have water in the fridge, bro. Where you get that one from?
From my house.
Oh, that was in your car?
Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous.
Pure life.
Tad bit jealous of your water right now.
Nestle needs to go ahead and sponsor the show.
I'm a little bit jelly of your water right now.
Well, because it's
Can
delicious.
Can you believe Seth is not recording?
Right, he's recording.
Well, it's just.
Are you
great.
Recording now
we're good.
Or?
No, we were good.
Okay, so
because
all
that
of that
was a lot of good
cooked.
Stuff.
Yeah,
and
no,
we
had it was
a lot
good.
Of good content.
Hey, so let's just get back to my statement: is that I think that all of this It's just WrestleMania.
Okay. That's fair. A lot of people feel that way. I don't know. I think it's interesting to see a 58-year-old Mike Tyson go against Logan Paul. I think that...
He's going to hurt that man. If this was a real fight, that man would...
Is he fighting Logan Paul or Jake Paul?
Jake Paul. I'm sorry. Logan Paul's the wrestler. Logan Paul is he's wrestling right now. So he's
WWE,
yeah.
Yeah, him and his brother will soon be doing it together.
That's what a lot of people are saying. I'll tell you what,
they're going to be tag team champions of the world.
Logan Paul's an excellent, excellent wrestler for a guy that's been doing it for about 2 years. Like, he's a natural. I don't know if you guys give him.
That's why his brother
They're entertainers.
Yeah, they're athletic. I mean, They're athletic entertainers.
Okay.
What? I mean, you got to be.
You got to be to get somebody to pay you $20 million.
You got to be something, Craig.
Well, listen, if you were the right person. Okay, so for instance, what would we pay to see Rick Ross and Drake in the ring?
Oh, shit. That'd be a titty slapping fight for the ages.
But how much would it make? How much would they make?
I don't know.
Aubrey would whip his ass.
Usher.
Because I don't think I'd even want to see that.
Rick Ross, you
got to first off make people believe that it's actually going to be a real fight.
No, they're going to really fight.
With this Tyson and Jake Paul thing, you actually believe because they're actual fighters.
But no one really truly believes in their heart that this is a real fight.
If they announced a Rick Ross and Drake fight, I would have a problem thinking that people would take it serious.
Wouldn't you rather just have them do a rap battle instead of trying to actually fight? No.
I mean, yeah, because they're rappers, so rap battle.
I don't want to see Rick Ross in a ring.
Rick Ross, you don't look like you can fight. Drake, you don't look like you can fight.
Okay, what rapper does
look like
they can
fight? And they're both
entertainers. Okay, let's see. Ice Cube looks like he can fight.
Well, he stopped rapping a long time ago, man. He's been making those family movies.
He just dropped the album 2 years ago.
He doesn't look like he can fight, but he looks like he will fight.
Ice Cube's son.
He looks like he will fight.
I think Ice Cube's son.
Is there any rapper that looks like they can fight?
No.
50 Cent?
No. He looked like...
50 Cent's scary. I think 50 Cent...
No, I think that's a gimmick.
I don't know. I think
he's just in shape.
I think that he will fight.
I think he's in shape.
If pushed in the corner, I think he will. I don't think he's the bully, rah-rah type guy.
I think none of them are bullies like
that. None of these guys are. That's why this whole Drake, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Kanye West.
Okay, so I give the question again. What fighter looks like he can, rapper looks like he can fight?
No, I mean, I can't think of anybody right now. I mean, outside of when Kanye West is wearing the mask and, you know, the boots and you can't really see him.
I don't count that.
Okay.
Kanye West.
Yeah. No.
They don't make rappers like they used to. Like, what about Trench?
Go back.
Trench from Naughty by Nature.
He looked like he could fight.
He would
African
fuck you
Bambada.
Up. Yeah.
Looked like he could fight.
There were some guys back then that
the ghetto boys.
Whip your ass.
Looked like they could fight. You.
What about E-40? It looks like he'd beat the fuck out of you. No?
Not now. But
not now.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
When he was Earl.
Like he will fight.
Yeah.
He looked like when he was Earl. What about Bootsy? Does Bootsy look like he'll fight?
No.
Boosie's been to jail, right?
He's a little.
But jail doesn't mean that you're a
Boosie
fighter.
Boosie looked like he will shoot your ass.
I like Boosie a lot, man.
Like he's a shooter.
I love Boosie.
He's a shooter.
What was it? Fucking shit. Hold on. It was fucking head.
I-N-D-P. Did you like the independent shit?
Head, shoulders, knees.
Yeah, that's the independent song.
No, I don't think that's the independent song.
It is.
No, I thought it was called.
I-N-D-P-E-N-T.
Head, shoulders,
knees, toe.
Yeah.
All drinks shoot. On me, but the pull up to the phone. Okay, wipe
same
me down. I'll wipe me down.
My bad. Different song.
See, okay, it took me a while to get to wipe me down.
You get your kudos for knowing that song better than me, Seth. Good job.
I love that fucking song, man. That song,
I've never heard you play it.
Well, I mean, what am I going to just walk into the barbershop playing shit on my phone, you know?
No, you just need to be bumping it when you pull
that's
up.
That's your theme music.
That's your theme music.
I'll start doing it now.
From now on, when I get done cutting your hair and I'm taking the cape off.
You going to play my music?
I'm going to be playing your theme
music. Fuck yeah, man. Like a wrestler who just won, I'm walking out of the ring.
Bingo.
All right, so I wanted to tell you guys, we are having...
Wipe me down.
We are having a watch party in the studio for the Jake Paul, for the local, who have the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight?
Get the hell.
When is the fight?
It's in fucking June or July, I think.
Is I will be here.
Okay, yeah, and I don't normally watch that stuff, but we're going to get it, and then...
You're going to be here.
Yeah, and we're going to have, like, we're going to be streaming on YouTube and stuff, because you can't show the fights on YouTube, but you can see our reaction and all that stuff, so...
That'd be great.
Yeah, the cameras will be on us the whole time, so we'll be watching it with, you know, everybody
else. Will
there be
adult beverages?
Yeah, look at the bar back there, man. You bring whatever you want, and yeah... I'm sure Bubba would let you fucking, you know, crash here if you needed to.
I'll catch up.
A few too many
I'll
drinks.
I'll catch a ride.
All right, let me ask you guys about the next thing you told me about before I get to, you know, my list. You guys were telling me about hoes that love crabs. We were talking about doing the Juneteenth thing, possibly moving it to a Saturday. I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm sure Bubba is too. And then we always talk about the restaurant next door, and I always feel like it was like set up for sex trafficking or it was a drug front. I feel like you guys have told me many times it was a shady business going on. Right? I mean, it was a crack den.
My God. I think you're exaggerating a tad bit, sir.
I think I maybe have just nailed them all.
No, but, I think you're exaggerating.
Well, what's up? It's a crab place now, and you said that hot women love blue crab?
Yes.
And this is a Tampa thing?
No, it's a St. Pete thing.
St. Pete thing. All right, can you tell me how this works?
I don't really know the origins.
I don't know. We were born into this. It was already going on when we came along.
It's a
known fact that every afternoon that women in St. Pete, a lot of them, are going to eat a crab tree.
Yeah.
And what, are you just peeking out the window when you're cutting hair, like watching them come by?
We don't have to peek.
It's all out look, buddy.
Yeah, we don't peek. We're looking.
We're looking.
It's all on full gazing.
Yeah, I mean, they walk right past the window.
Yeah.
It's reckless eyeballing going on in
the whole shit.
Okay.
Right.
And you guys just have no idea the genesis of this?
No.
Okay.
But I will say that Tampa, Sarasota, No other city that I know other than Houston has this phenomenon of crab markets and places.
And we're not talking about like hot and juicy crab.
No, we're not talking about the restaurant. No, we're talking about
a hole in the wall.
Where you can get a $5 bag.
These motherfuckers got just crabs and seasoning.
Can I get $5 worth of crabs and two potatoes and a sausage?
That part.
That kind of place.
You can get all that shit for $5?
Yeah, well, you get about 3 crabs, a couple claws.
No.
Okay, it's not my bad. Like that. 2 crabs.
For $5, you might get 1 crab.
Okay.
And a potato.
Well, okay, 1 potato.
And a claw.
What about for 10?
For 10, you crabs. Might get 3 crabs.
What are you spending when you go in there, Rio? It seems like...
On average, they're spending $30.
$30, okay. $40. And what do you get for 30?
You're getting a crab tray then.
No, you're getting... for 30, you're getting about 6-7 crabs. Some potatoes, sausage, corn.
And where is this place in St. Pete?
It's right next door to our barbershop.
Oh, that one. Okay.
But they're all the same. Everybody does the same shit.
Is it wrong that I don't trust the place next door to you guys?
No, you've made this up in your head.
No, man. It's been so many
restaurants. That place has changed.
Is that the Jamaican jerk place?
No, that's gone.
Are they gone? But that guy was up to no good, right?
No, he was okay. Which one? We've had several.
You said the one guy that they never had any business, but he was...
We've had at least 30 different tenants next door.
Okay. Can you... 30. Will you at least confirm for me that there was at least...
Yes, there's been some hanky-panky next door.
There's some money laundering?
There's hanky-panky has occurred next door.
A crack den?
I can't confirm or deny.
Okay.
But I will say that in the past, there was some hanky-panky going on. But right now...
It's on the up and up.
It's on the up and up.
Okay.
Come on by 2400 MLK next door to Latin Sons.
I'm not trying to make it seem like people are going into a really shitty part of town when they go see you guys. I just wanted to make sure that I had my history correct.
Yes, you are correct that at one point in time or several points in time that there was some hanky-panky going on.
Yeah, you used to talk to me. You'd be like, man, I was, you know.
It was crazy. Black conceived a baby back there.
That's right. That's right. We've talked about it. The 52-year-old
on crackhead. The floor.
On the No, it was an air mattress.
That's close
that
to the
was
floor.
On the floor.
That's the floor.
Because people that do crack would fuck out, fucking hang in there, right?
Well, he was security, all night security.
Yeah. Oh,
and then he started dating some woman that started being security with him.
Where is he, by the way? Do you have he? Is he in town or is he in Orlando?
He's still in town.
Okay. Oh, can we get him on the show next week?
No.
No.
Why?
Because who's going to bring him?
Well, you guys.
No.
Can we pay for an Uber?
No.
I mean, I'll pay. We'll pay.
Listen, do you really want to bring a crackhead to the studio?
Yeah, Craig, I kind of do. And I'm going to be honest.
Well, there's other crackheads.
There's other crackheads.
You've got other crackheads?
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
You don't want that.
See,
one.
See, Seth, okay.
But he's the crackiest of the crackheads.
He's one of the crackheads that's never going to leave. Well, if we bring that motherfucker here,
yeah, somehow, he's never going to leave.
He'll find his way back, yeah. And he'll be out there at
like
the gate.
Like a cat.
He'll find his way back here?
Oh, yes.
He'll clear the fence and shit?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
He'll be inside.
He'll be sitting right outside digging in his fucking feet.
Yeah.
He'll make it all the way back to Tampa from St. Pete?
This is nothing.
Okay. So just tell me.
So, Seth, if we bring a crackhead, that means that you're going to have to bring, what kind of drugs do white people do? A meth addict.
I don't know any meth people.
How not? You know a lot of white people.
Craig, I don't fucking know anybody, man. I only know you guys. I've got rid of all the white people in my life, dude.
Well,
ever since I started.
You can't tell me that you can't go and find a meth addict somewhere.
I can say, I bet there's probably people listening to this right now that have done meth, but I don't know anybody in my life that's done meth. Craig, everybody I know.
Really? Has all their teeth.
For the most part, but everybody.
The one that's missing teeth, that's the one.
Everybody I'm cool with is on weed for the most part. Like,
okay,
it's a weed running crowd go with.
Okay. Well, okay, Seth, and when the crackhead comes, what are you trying to accomplish?
I want to get the crackhead to smoke crack while we're doing the interview.
No one wants to smell that shit.
Well, can they do it outside and come in and immediately get interviewed? That's Craig. I'm looking to capture
some. Like you're really trying to do this.
Yeah, we talked, when you and I talked about
it. Yes, but that was like, at that moment, it was easy to talk about it because I have random people that may come by the barbershop. But for me, the traffic one to the studio, that's like a lot, bro.
Well, it's going to cost me a lot.
No, it's just I'm afraid to have it. Do you want a crackhead in your vehicle?
No, but it's not. See, the thing is.
You know they say birds of a feather hang together.
If you guys do the heavy lifting, like, you guys already see we have fucking shirts right here. I mean, guys.
The shirt is not worth a crackhead.
We are on the way. We're on the way. We could take it to the next level with the crackhead.
That crackhead.
Okay, what crackhead can you get me next Tuesday at 1? You got any other crackheads?
Really? Yeah, we know a bunch of them.
Is that cool, Craig? Or
Yeah, we do.
But I'm just really
you against
blown
this?
About. No, I'm cool with it. I just really want to know, what are you going to offer? You're going to have to offer the crackheads.
Whatever the crackhead fucking wants. We got crackers and fruit snacks around here.
I don't think they want any of that.
What do they want? 15? What can get you high?
At least $20.
We don't do crack, so.
No, motherfuckers. You know how much crack is. Don't lie.
I don't sell crack.
You know.
At least $20.
$20 will get him high and off my shit.
Well, it'll get you whatever he needs.
Okay.
Until that $20 gone.
Sponge will give me $20 to have this guy come in here on crack. Like, that's really not a problem at all, guys. We have no problem paying for that kind of content.
Craig, oh, my God. Who?
So you want him to actually be on crack?
Yes.
That means that he's going to have to smoke it, like, right outside before he comes in.
Yes, sir. That's my vision.
And it's going to have to, the crack is also going to have to get transported here.
Yes.
From St. Pete.
Bringing
Are you
crack?
On probation still?
No, but I'm not riding with no crack in my car.
Okay, can you guys get me the crack? I'll bring it to work, and then we'll have it here for him?
I don't think we need to talk about that on the air.
Nobody. It's a podcast.
I don't think you need to be around with crack in your
guys,
car.
Guys, can you just...
this is amazing.
Guys, can you level with me for a second here?
I think we can get a crackhead in.
Yeah, we can.
But a crackhead's not a crackhead unless they're on crack. I don't want to talk to
him. No.
Crackhead is a crackhead.
Who you got? To anybody I know? You got anybody I know?
No, you don't know
him. A lady? You got any weird ladies like that are hookers and stuff?
No, I don't want to bring any of them.
Fuck, man. Why
get
you
out
got
of hand.
Guys, why you put guys, I feel
you're
like you
asking
guys,
for a
because
lot,
you don't son. Understand you're, what you're asking
I'm
for.
I'm asking you to put somebody
understand what you're asking
I'm
for.
Asking you for you the pillars of your community to put one fine crackhead or prostitute in the back of your Infiniti and drive it over here to Tampa for a hell of a fucking podcast. That's just what I'm asking. I'm trying to get to the fucking top of the iTunes charts, man.
Well, the reason why we are so against black doing it is because black, first off, doesn't believe he's a crackhead.
Okay, well, that's even better, but I understand your concerns on that one.
Well, he doesn't truly believe he's a crackhead.
I mean, he's the definition of a crackhead.
No, yeah, he's going to tell you.
He is the epitome of
He rides his bike on all around all day.
He's going to tell you that I'm not a crackhead because I don't smoke out of a stem.
Yeah, he crushes his crack up and put it in his so-called weed joint.
Oh my God!
Or cigarettes.
And you guys don't think that that's interesting to everybody listening?
No. It may be to everybody listening,
buddy. But you got to understand the process of all that going down, and
and putting them in your car and stuff,
and bringing them here, and it's
okay. It's a maybe or it's a hard no. You can say no.
He's a hard no.
But you guys can. I'm being honest.
Can we make that happen? Yes. Would it be next Tuesday? I don't know about that.
You can't get a crackhead in a week?
You're not this Seth.
Yeah.
You're not understanding what you're asking.
We can bring Juvie.
Yeah, we can bring Juvie.
Who's
we got somebody better than a crackhead.
Who's Juvie? What's Juvie on?
Everything.
Is Juvie a kid?
And no.
He's about my age.
Okay.
A little younger than me.
And he's a rapper.
Oh, you know what, Craig? I think you told me about him before.
Yeah. No matter of fact, you bought him. You gave him $2.
He owes you already.
I gave him $2?
Yeah, you were at the shop. You don't remember that
guy? What the fuck happened?
Do you remember that guy that you gave $2 at the shop the last day? It was like 3 times ago.
I swear I don't remember because I don't even know the last time I had $2 in my wallet.
You gave him some. You remember that day?
Did he ask me for money?
He asked you for some money. And you were like, Craig, why you didn't just fucking give him the $2? And I was like, because I give him money all the time. And you were like, well, I just thought he really needed it. And I was like, Seth, why the fuck did you give him anything?
Oh,
because that was my tip money.
That's right.
Now,
that's...
I know I can get him here.
Okay.
Well, and he will rap for us.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. I think that's even better. Is he open to we won't transport any crack here.
He will be in
great
shape.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for, guys. That's not asking too much, right?
Yeah.
Seth, we're going to get...
Rio, don't be mad at me, man.
We're going to get it for this.
Drunk.
You know what? We're going to get it for this. They're going to feel like we're exploiting our people.
You're just bringing to light what happened, some of the superstars in your community. That's how I would frame
it. You better be careful saying that like that. It sounds like you're
what?
P picking on our community.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, man.
I mean, I know you're not.
I am
not.
Here to fucking highlight.
I know this is a podcast.
I am here to highlight the fucking characters of South St. Pete. And
well,
to,
let's highlight the characters of Pasco County.
Well, let's.
Can we get some meth heads in here?
Sure. But what
but
you want to talk?
You get a meth head in here.
I could get a meth head by going on the radio tomorrow, and going, hey, can I get somebody who does meth a lot to come to the station
and
next Tuesday?
What are the requirements for them to be a meth head?
That they
have to smoke meth.
That they're on it every day right now.
Yeah, and they have no teeth and.
Yeah, or you know maybe they just picked up the habit.
And are you going to pick them up for the show?
No.
And let them ride in your car while they're picking sores and shit.
Digging all in their face and shit.
I mean, although Colton's the kind of guy that you get to go pick up someone like that. You know, that's
no,
why.
No, but that, the point being is.
You shouldn't do Colton like that.
I know, yeah. We should, and we won't.
Because, Colton is cool as fuck.
Yeah, and then what if the meth head is a girl and then she tries to suck Colton's dick or something?
Well, I'm sure Colton could put a stop to, you know.
But we don't want him in the position to have to do that.
Then we don't need the fucking meth head.
No,
you bring
need
me
the meth
crackhead.
Head just as much you bring me the meth head.
This isn't a fucking Hamas, Israel exchange right here.
The weed head and the porn stars.
Yeah, let's go back to weed head and porn stars.
Let's settle this.
We're going to get juvie for you.
Thank
you. We're going to have a great show.
Okay.
All right.
He might even smoke some crack.
That is fucking perfect.
Yeah. Now, are you happy?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, this is big because, you know, we got the shirts out right now.
Have you ever smelled crack, Bernie?
No.
You probably have. Just didn't know you were smelling it.
Have you smelled cocaine, Bernie?
I've never done cocaine.
No, smelled it, Bernie.
No.
You probably
have. He would know.
Yeah, you would know.
It seems like it'd be strong.
That shit stinks like fucking hell.
Yeah, it does.
What about the crack? Does crack stink like hell?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's talking about, woohoo, man.
He's like, I can't wait. I smell some crack.
Yeah, man, it's fucking disgusting, yeah, bro.
Listen, you guys bring to the table, any ideas you guys have, man, I am open to them. I'm just telling you, I you know, there's a few people that I want to talk to from, you know, that you guys know, and I'm just looking for you guys to cash in
on
those.
I don't have a problem, and I don't really feel like it's cashing in. I mean, we're just highlighting what happens in our neighborhood.
Yes. Yes.
Everyday homes.
Yeah, you know, I don't really feel like, how can I say this? I don't really feel like it's like we're highlighting that this is the truth of what happens in our side of town. And to be honest with you, let's just say it, the poorer side of town.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 All right.
P.O. They couldn't even afford the O.R.
Man, I sure as fuck hope that this comes to fruition. But I know, like I said, we talked about it before.
We got you.
Let me ask you guys about this. Do you guys have any, are you guys watching any the worldly news right now with all these little kids that are taking over the college campuses that are, you know, pro-Hamas, Palestine?
Some of them don't understand it. They're fucking their life up.
Oh, some of them don't understand what the hell they're out there for.
Or that there, too.
Yeah.
And then when they try to get a job in 5 or 6 years, and the people are like, hey, we can't have you work here.
What do you guys think about that when you see, like, you know, you guys have kids, when you see that these college students are out there, and all right, you support Palestine, you support Hamas, that's fine, but they're out there blocking shit. They're, like, fucking causing either human walls.
I'm going to say this. You guys are doing all this. You guys do that for the black people? Would you guys go through that for the black people?
I would.
That already stay here. The people that live here. And I'm not trying to downgrade on you guys as people over there.
Yeah, but Hamas would kill half these fucking people.
That's what I'm trying to get at. But yet and still, you're risking your college education. You're risking maybe your life to stand up for something. But can you stand up for your other Americans? Because we are American.
I won't even go that far. If you motherfuckers want to goddamn stand up for something, go over there to where they're fighting at and go stand up.
I like that one also.
They're not doing that. Hamas is not over here killing people.
Right.
They're over there killing people. So if you don't think that's right,
go
and
over
you
there.
Have a voice, go on over to them.
And get on your soapbox.
Get on your box.
And tell the world.
If you saw your daughter on TV doing one of that, Craig, would you fucking just bring her ass home from college? to be doing.
Yes, get your ass over here. You ain't got shit to do with none of that shit over there. Yeah. This ain't got shit to do with you.
What is wrong with you, girl?
Girl, your fight is Black Lives Matter, baby.
Yeah.
You're not in the Semitic. You're not on that.
You're not in the UN. You're not in the UN.
Yeah. Motherfucker, you ain't never even been to Israel before. The fuck is you talking about?
Yeah.
I heard it's great, though. I want to go one day.
I do, too. I heard it's fucking beautiful.
I heard, dude, so, like, that you can feel, like, the religious, like, energy. Like,
Fuck that.
What wait, fuck that.
Like? I'm talking what about the women.
The women.
And the weed.
Oh.
And the weed.
You, all the natural shit that God put over there and shit. That Mediterranean ocean. You heard about the Mediterranean women?
No. Well,
yeah.
What about, like, Greek women or, like,
they ain't Greece, like, in the Mediterranean ocean?
No, but what the fuck's the who's in the Mediterranean?
All the motherfuckers.
Just the Mediterranean bitches?
Yeah.
Okay, and they're...
That's all we're worried about. We don't give a fuck about the men.
Okay, no, I don't care about the men.
Fuck them.
But I thought Israel's, like, you know, I thought because it's such a holy place.
I'm not in no religion. I'm not religious here.
But it's I didn't know we were going to fuck. I just thought we were going to pray and shit.
What the fuck I could pray right here.
I'm praying on the plane
going over there. Shit.
I'm going to eat the food.
I'm not going over there to pray. I promise you that.
I'm going to pray
that I don't receive any diseases, or I pray that I don't get robbed or anything. You know what I'm saying? I'll pray for that kind of shit.
Well,
but
what if?
As far as it goes.
Well, you know I will go there. I'll go to left field. Okay, you go over and visit, and you find a Mediterranean woman, and you know most of those women are Muslim, and she gives you the best weekend ever. And then you find out when you're leaving Sunday that Monday they're going to stone her to death for fornicating with you.
And she's got a Jewish baby inside of her.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
I'm getting on my plane and going home.
Oh,
wow. The fuck? Ain't got shit to do with me.
This man,
that's her
business. I don't live over there.
Yeah, this man is not pro-life. Live by her rules.
What the fuck? You, Rio, you, if this woman gives you the time of her life, you're just going to let her get stoned and just feel
no,
like...
that was her choice.
She gave me the time of my life.
Yeah, and that was her choice.
She was going to get stoned?
How would you go over there and try to fuck? Like, would you look up, like, would you go on the computer?
Do you think that people actually go to these countries and there's no kind of sex?
Craig, I don't care. Can I tell you?
There's sex everywhere.
I understand, but I don't know about that because I'm not having sex anywhere. I'm not having sex everywhere.
Oh.
I'm just talking about, like, you
know. That's a personal problem.
Yeah, that's a personal
that's
problem.
That's a big, it's, you know, and that's a thing, but when I talk about going
don't
to.
Don't tell that to anyone else.
But listen, you can talk about going to fucking, you know, Turks and Caicos and all this shit, and you can understand that there might be some rowdy stuff going on, but. You know, just as far as, you know, doing this trip to Israel, I never thought about, you know, fucking bitches and partying. I just thought about, you know, getting
how far is Dubai from Israel?
Oh, I think that's far as fuck. I think India's really far.
Damn.
We want to know where Dubai is.
Wait, I got to make sure Dubai is in India. Hold on. I got to double check.
Let's just get this clear. If you go to these countries and you really want to stand up for these people, then why don't you go and help?
It's not India. It's not India, by the way. Sorry.
Okay. So why don't you go and help? Like Rio says, instead of doing that at your college campus, disrupting class, go on over, get you a plane ticket and help.
Are the Jews getting a bad rap around town right now?
Always.
They always get a bad rap.
Always. Anytime you get put in a group, you're going to get a bad rap and a good rap, but you're mostly bad.
It's like, what the fuck did I, like, I'm not doing anything over there, you
no,
know,
you're
I mean.
Not. But since you're a
but
Kutcher,
you're not, also, you're not over here with a soapbox fucking voicing your opinion and your stance on the whole deal.
And disrupting classes.
Right.
Costing the university money.
Because I tell you what, I don't know why these people haven't figured it out, but them blocking traffic to an airport or sitting on, you know, the Columbia University or whatever, Israel and Palestine, they're not looking over there going, wow, they had a protest at NYU today. We should probably call a ceasefire.
Right. They give two fucks about it.
They might even be saying, look at the dumb Americans. They don't even know.
Ass Americans.
They don't even know what we fight for.
That's the whole thing. So,
yeah, I mean, come on.
They're actually looking at it like a fucking laughing off because y'all really don't. Because if y'all gave a fuck about what the fuck we damn giving a fuck about over there in Hamas and shit, then y'all would be over there. Fuck the protesting over here where ain't nobody fighting. Go over there where they fighting at.
I agree.
Thank
you.
Get
your ass on over there.
I agree.
I mean, it's a waste of fucking time.
And this go try fucking... to fuck while you're at it, too. See how that works out for you.
Maybe if they was over there fucking, they wouldn't be fighting.
I don't know, man.
That's another thing.
That's Hamas, the problem.
Yeah.
Hamas and others, if they would go ahead.
Yeah, it's clearly not enough pussy getting got.
That's what I agree.
Well, they rape. They rape, so.
Well, I mean, that's
terrible.
Right. That's terrible.
Yeah, no, that's who.
Why would you rape the willing? That's fucking...
No, I think some of these hostages and stuff, like when they, you know...
That's even worse.
Yeah,
but instead of y'all fighting, if y'all was fucking, these bitches wouldn't be hostages.
I know, but, you know, listen...
they don't even know what the fuck they fighting.
No one knows what's going on, but a good fuck, I think, could cure everything.
I believe that. Some good head.
Yep.
Clear everything out. Everybody can think straight then.
Yep,
you think,
I agree.
You think Kamala Harris gives good head?
No.
No, I don't think she gives head at all.
At all.
She's never.
Too masculine. All. She too masculine.
What's the masculine parts about her?
Her just being Camilla, all that power, trying to be an alpha woman and all that shit.
Well, now, she sucked a dick to get where she's at.
Right,
she
right.
She held it with two fingers.
She just, it was the right dick.
And now
and she held it with two fingers instead of her whole hand.
Yeah, it was probably
she two-fingered it.
A little pencil dick.
Okay, yeah, so it was
like
a
two fingers.
Little. It was more of a little dick and not so much her technique,
no,
right?
She does that with big ones, small ones.
She does.
She really doesn't want to do it. So she's going to hold it with two fingers.
Are you sure that just
because if you really want to do
I
it,
guarantee
you get it with whole hand.
I guarantee you no one has ever bent her over and jam-rocked
her. Oh, yeah they have.
No, she's never been jam-rocked.
She's never had jam-rocked.
What about her husband? You don't think he's jam-rocked?
No, he's a beta male.
If he was jam-rocking her, she would not be the vice president.
He's clearly a beta male.
Yeah, he's a beta male.
Was jam-rocking, is that, I mean, obviously we know.
He has to still use condoms with her.
Oh, yeah. She's afraid. She's afraid.
Yeah. He's never felt the real skin.
It's germy cock.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
That's the type of vice president we have right now.
Yeah, she needs a jam rocking.
So where? How?
Yeah, she needs a.
Is jam rocking just a good fucking?
No, it's a technique.
No, it's a technique.
It's a technique.
Would you like to hear?
Of course.
Jam rock is when she has to have enough hair to wrap around your hand.
Okay.
And then you take your elbow and put it between her shoulder blades.
Oh!
And you yank and pull and thrust, and that's the jam rock.
Welcome to jam rock.
Welcome to jam rock.
Now, is it supposed to be like a sharp elbow in the back?
Right there.
Right in the crack of their shoulder blades.
Yeah. Is it like a massage to them, or is it?
Yeah, it's kind of.
It's going to be a massage.
It's a little painful, I guess, too, but you know how the pain.
How long has this move been in you guys, like, arsenal for, you know? I mean,
it's been around for a while.
So I know it's been around, but I'm just trying to get your success rate.
Recently gave it a name.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to know how often that's like, that was great or get the fuck off me.
But that's a good move.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the move was already being used, and now it has a name.
I fucking love it, man. I love hearing about that. What's it called again?
Jamrock. Jamrock.
Jamrod?
Yeah, Jamrock.
Jamrock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jamrock.
Guys, I think we've done a good podcast so far, so I don't want to take it too long, but I did just see, and I know this is somebody we talk about, you know, each time we're on here, but I did see that LeBron looked like that he wants to be a free agent now. That news just came out like an hour ago. So they just got knocked out of the playoffs by the Nuggets for the second year in a row. We know we've talked about what's going on? Who's talking off mic?
Hey, that was me.
What happened? What do you guys?
He was over there grunting and moaning.
What are you moaning about, Chip?
Just laughing under my breath because I'm telling you guys, LeBron is going to play with his son.
But the Lakers said that they'd be open to getting Bronny, but now it looks like LeBron's going to be gone. Where would LeBron go? Because
he would like.
Him and Kevin Durant and shit, like, the time is running out, man.
Yeah.
I think they're all going to team up.
Yep.
What's the best spot? Are you guys watching the playoffs right now? I mean, like, are you into some of these new guys like Anthony Edwards on the Timberwolves? And
I like the Timberwolves.
I can see LeBron, Kevin Durant, and maybe one other fucker going down to San Antonio with Popovich.
Because
Popovich is on his way out too.
Yeah.
And getting down with that young boy, Victor Wembanyama.
Woo!
Yep.
And doing something special.
That's a fucking great idea. Because
and no one's expecting
it. Popovich is already known to sit players.
And LeBron has always voiced that he wouldn't mind playing for Popovich. Yep.
You know what? I think that's a brilliant deal because I believe that they probably don't have a whole lot of money tied up in the salary cap at all.
None.
And you've got Wembanyama's on his rookie deal, so you know he's getting paid what he's getting paid.
Yeah.
And then you bring in LeBron, who can work with Wemby. You bring in Bronny. You bring in Kevin Durant. Yeah. And not to mention all that, they're going to probably have the first or second pick in the draft this year because they were the worst team in basketball.
Oh, man.
Right.
So it's like you could throw that in the mix. And, I mean, if LeBron wants to play two more years, like that would be the most – that makes the most sense to me as far as getting another championship. I don't know. But
I see that happening, though. I can see that get worked out.
That would be great.
They all end up in San Antonio because Popovich has been very, very quiet these last few years.
Well, you know,
you can't expect him to just bow out.
I believe he's been quiet the last few years because he's been getting those women coaches in.
He does have a lot of
female coaches.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's kind of a side agenda thing. I believe that he has something big cooking. He's gonna make one more big splash. They didn't go all in on Victor Wembanyama for nothing.
I think that'd be LeBron.
And now all of a sudden, LeBron is. Last night he didn't want to answer the question. Now all of a sudden he wants to become a free agent.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And he's not gonna resign.
Yeah, how could you not see that coming? I mean, after what's happened to the Lakers the last couple of years,
the Lakers can also pay him $60 million a year. No one else can give him that much.
That's true, but I mean, the last 2 years, I don't think at this point he's too worried about the money. He's got to be. I think he's focused on either the championship or just playing with his son.
He's worried about the money because he wants to buy a franchise. So
okay.
He wants the money. The money, every penny counts.
He will never have a franchise.
He'll have whenever Vegas gets the first NBA team.
He will be a part owner. He will never be sole majority owner.
But he'll never be a front office guy. He's not going to be like a president or a GM or anything like that.
Never going to be a sole owner. Just the way it is.
I think you always have to have many partners involved when you're, I mean, unless you've just got, $10 billion on your own.
He is LeBron.
I'm sure he knows a few people.
I'm pretty sure he has a lot of money.
I think that was all, guys. Is there anything that you guys wanted to hit outside of the Jake Paul fight that we
Jake Paul fans are not boxing fans.
What are they?
Jake Paul fan.
Can they turn into boxing fans?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Because they're just the casual entertainment.
Can I
they
ask
really
you guys?
Need to watch wrestling.
Can I ask you guys? Does this have anything to do with race?
No.
No.
Do you see Jake Paul's like a dirty white guy?
No, he's the
great
white hope.
I look at him as the fucking picture of capitalism.
Yeah, he's the great white hope.
He is the face of capitalism.
He's the face of capitalism.
And capitalism don't matter. Don't give a fuck what color you are or where you're from.
You got to give those kids credit, man. They're smart. Like, I know right. They did some shit on YouTube, some unsavory stuff back in the day. But, I mean, the fucking Logan Paul's got his prime drink. Like, literally, he's got every athlete in the world now that's endorsing it. So.
And they knew how to sell themselves, and they're entertainers.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and
working
they
out.
Did great job. Fucking doing a great the job. Most best capitalism job ever. It's
they're
the
doing
fucking,
such a great job.
It's the epitome of America.
That's right.
And you know what? We're doing the best, a second best job ever. Go to BubbaArmyStore.com, motherfuckers. Oh, I'm sorry, Bubba Army Shop.
Yeah, get it right, Seth.
BubbaArmyShop.com. Get your Operation Pigmentation shirt. Show Bubba that you like this podcast and that it's worth keeping around. It's less than $20. And, this is probably...
Come on, everybody. Show us some love.
We might split up the proceeds, I mean, we'll...
Show us some love.
This is the best way to do it. It's not going to be a whole shakedown, Willie, but...
But hey, man, it's nice material. It's representing the show.
Yep.
You can even come on down to the barbershop. Watch this. If you have one of the t-shirts, you get half off your service.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. Okay.
Bang.
So you guys,
bang.
Buy yourself a fucking shirt where you save like 10, 12 bucks on a cut, right?
Mm-hmm. Half off your service.
Half off. I mean, that's how much the shirts are, basically. It's almost like buy a shirt, you know, get a half a haircut free.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, great fucking job. I enjoyed talking about all the things we covered today, and I look forward to next week. You guys will be here for when we watch the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, and you're bringing me a crackhead next week, right?
We're bringing a crackhead.
Thank you, guys.
Bringing a crackhead.
God bless.
This is great. This is fucking great. Seth, you're great.
You're a fucking awesome guy, man.
You're fucking awesome, man. I'm telling you, we're going to bring the crackhead.
I'll bring the crackhead, man.
Bring hey, man, you're coming this way, man. Bring me the crackhead.
Well, I think it'll be, like, I think that we're doing great right now, but I think it'd be a fun dynamic.
Yeah, I think that that would.
We talked about bringing guests on. It didn't yeah, but
I think that man. I think that that would be.
We got music, too. So
Juvie's going to be, Juvie's never even seen something.